Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Reverend.
It is a pleasure to be here. Amen. You know, I get off work. I get off work at 9:30. So I got off work last night, and you know, I've been studying. Me and my wife, we study pretty much daily. Just kind of did some kind of last minute preparation last night. Anyway, I ended up going to bed around 3 this morning. I jumped up, had my clock set at 5 so I could make it in. Alarm went off. Anyway, I ended up getting up at 6:30, so I just jumped up out of bed, threw on some clothes. My wife quickly prayed over me and threw me out the door. So, amen. And I want my pastor to know, Pastor, whenever you ask me to preach, okay, I'll be here. Amen. Amen. And Pastor's always told me to keep one in your pocket. Just stay ready, you know, because I'm gonna call on you. Amen. And so when I was told to come preach just a couple days ago, I just remembered that. Amen. Amen. And you just have to remember to be ready, okay? Amen. When they call you, amen. When the Lord calls you, amen. Yes.
Amen.
And so what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about Matthew chapter 17, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 8. Matthew 17, 1 through 8. We're going to open up in a prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, Father. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just being so awesome, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just being our Savior, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for doing things that we don't even understand, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for without you, Father, there would be no us, Father, without you, Father. So, Lord, we know who to give thanks to, Father. We give it to you, Father. We give it to you. We give everything to you, Lord. Everything, Lord. Help us, Lord, to open up our eyes and realize, Lord, that we owe you everything, Father. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. When you find the scripture, just let me know. Amen. Amen. That's going to be Matthew 17. We're going to go through 1 through 8, okay? Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's jump right into it this morning. Amen. Okay, this sermon topic today is called Jesus Revealed. Amen. Jesus revealed. Amen. I'm going to start reading the scripture. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up. That's 17. And led them up on a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for me to be here? Is it good for us to be here? If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them. And a voice from the cloud said, this is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down on the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. Amen. Sermon topic today, Jesus revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus revealed. Point number one. My first point is Jesus calls. Jesus calls. Let me take this off. See, when we look at Jesus' calls, I think the amazing thing about Jesus is, and Jesus has all power. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus has all everything. Amen?
Yes.
The creator, the sustainer of the universe. Everything is wound up in Jesus. Everything is in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Everything. We get our entire existence. He sustains us. He takes care of us. He loves us. Everything is wrapped up in Jesus. And you know, it boggles my mind. It always boggles my mind that this Jesus wants to have a relationship with us.
Amen.
He wants to have a relationship with us.
Amen.
Now, he's got all power. He's got all everything. But he wants to have a relationship with us.
Amen.
Don't that just boggle your mind?
Yeah.
He wants to have a relationship with us.
Yeah.
The little peons, he wants to have a relationship with us.
Yeah.
He wants to know how you doing. He wants to talk to you, amen? He wants you to talk with him, amen? He wants to have a relationship with us, amen? He's got all power. He sits on high, amen, and looks down low, and he wants to have a relationship with us. That always boggles my mind. It always does. You know, why God is concerned about how you feel, about how you think,
mm-hmm.
about what's inside of you, about how you act.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It just boggles your mind. Amen.
Amen.
And that is just why God is so awesome. You see, Jesus went up on the mountain with Peter,
mm-hmm.
John, and his brother James. You see, this was his inner circle.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus had a relationship with all of the apostles, okay? But for these three, amen, for these three, these were his inner circle. You know, you got your inner circle, the ones that you really depend on, the ones that you can talk to, amen, the ones that you can really confide in, the ones that you can take places with you. These were his inner circle. These were his people that he really hung with, amen, his inner circle, amen. You see, his inner circle, he allowed them to witness his highs, and he allowed them to witness his lows, amen?
Yeah.
You see, he allowed them to see his emotion. He allowed them to see who he was, amen?
Yeah.
In Luke 8, 49 through 56, at the death of Jairus' daughter, when Jesus arrives, he allowed no one to come into the room.
Yeah.
Jairus came to Jesus and said, my daughter is sick. My daughter's about to die.
Yeah.
Someone came in the room and said, well, no, she's gone.
Yeah.
Jesus said, well, no, she's just asleep.
Yeah.
She's just asleep. So Jesus went and visited the house, amen, and Jesus went in the room. Guess who he took in the room with him? He took the parents, the mother and the father, and then he took Peter, John, and James in the room with him. Amen?
Okay.
Amen? Jesus took his inner circle. Amen?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you with Jesus, where is Jesus taking you this morning? Are you part of Jesus' inner circle? Amen? This is about relationship. Amen?
Amen?
This is about relationship. So Jesus held the hand of the little girl, and he said, child, rise. And immediately the child got up. Amen. And this is one of the highs. Jesus shared this with these three. He went through it with these three. He allowed these three to see with their own eyes the power. Amen. The dominion, the majesty of Jesus. He allowed these three to see that. Amen. See, when you walk with Jesus and you talk with Jesus, Jesus will allow you to see things. Amen. He will allow you to experience things. Amen. He will allow you to go places, amen, where you could not go. But it's all because, amen, of your relationship with Jesus. What kind of relationship do we have this morning with Jesus? Amen. And studying this scripture, you know, I'll tell you just personally, my relationship could grow, amen. My relationship. You know, my relationship could grow. My relationship could get deeper. My relationship could get more serious. You see, he allowed Peter, John, and his brother James to experience his lows as well. Amen. See, in Matthew 26, 36 through 38, in the Garden of Gethsemane, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, Jesus says to Peter, James, and John, "My soul is sorrowful unto death." Amen. He allowed them to experience sorrow. He allowed them to see him in sorrow. He allowed them to see him in turmoil. He allowed them to see this. Amen. What is Jesus allowing you to see? What kind of relationship do we have with him this morning? Amen. This is about relationship. Amen. He allowed them to see the highs. He allowed them to see the lows. You see, they knew Jesus. They followed Jesus. They felt what he felt. Amen. They felt the joy. They felt the amazement. When he healed the sick and raised the dead, they felt the sorrow and the dread as Jesus had revealed his impending death. Amen. You see, these three were his core. Amen. These were his running partners. Amen. These three were at the center of his heart. Where are we at with Jesus? Amen. Where are we at with Jesus? Amen. Do we have a prayer life with Jesus? Amen. Are we constantly studying his word? 2 Timothy 2:15. Amen. Are we constantly trying to get to know Jesus better, more intimately? Are we constantly trying to do that? That's what we need to do this morning. We need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Okay. You see, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. This points to me. This points to me as well. You know, you put one finger out, you got four fingers, three fingers pointing back at you. Okay. If it's not a personal relationship, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, can Jesus trust you? I got to think about that one for a second. Can he trust you? You want to develop highs and you want to develop lows and you want to get places with Jesus that you've never been before, but can he trust you? Amen. If you don't have a personal relationship with him, he can't take you on new highs. He can't take you. You can't get closer and closer to him because you don't have a personal relationship with him. You see, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, then you're just wasting your time. Amen. You're just wasting your time. Amen. If you come here every Sunday and sit here and come to church, amen, and I'm going to say play church, okay? If you come here every Sunday and play church, but then don't go home and earnestly study your word. If you come here every Sunday and you don't have a prayer life apart from here with Jesus, if you just come here for the club, the church club, but you got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You see, Jesus, amen, Jesus took stock in the lives of Peter, John, and James because he knew that they loved him. Amen. He knew how they felt. He knew them inside out, backwards and upside down. Does Jesus know us that way? Amen. See, we gotta have a personal relationship with Jesus. Jesus took these three because he had a personal relationship with them. Jesus called these three because he loved them and he knew what? He knew that they loved him. Amen. He knew that they followed him. This is a personal relationship. And that's point number one. Jesus calls. Amen. Yeah. Jesus can call us to new heights. Jesus can call us to new places. He can call us. But we got to have that relationship with him. Amen. Yeah. We've got to have that. We got to know who Jesus is. Amen. And we've got to do what? We've got to earnestly seek him. Jesus rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen. We've got to earnestly seek him. We've got to seek his face. Amen. Point number one. Jesus calls. Amen. Mm-hmm. Turn my paper here. Excuse me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, how would you like to have that kind of relationship with Jesus?
Amen.
You don't let people around you who you do not trust. You don't let people around you who will turn their back when opportunity arises. Jesus let these three around him because he knew them inside out and backwards. How do we know Jesus this morning? Does Jesus know us inside out and backwards? Amen.
Amen.
For I know the plans that I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11. These men were going to be the cornerstone of the church. They were going to be the foundation. They were going to be the building blocks of the early church. And although they were not perfect, Jesus would go on to use them. We know that Peter, the rock, went on to become an early church leader. And after being questioned three times, he was restored and commissioned by Jesus in John 21:15-19. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that John and James, the sons of Zebedee, they were called the sons of thunder because of their boldness, which is mentioned in Mark 3:17. You see, Jesus loved his disciples, but especially his inner circle. We need to strive to get in Jesus' inner circle. Amen. We need to strive to have a relationship with Jesus. You see, Jesus still calls today. He still calls today. Amen. We must follow Jesus. We must obey Jesus. We must love Jesus. And we need to let Jesus know that we want to seek him. We want to know more about him. And then Jesus will reveal himself. He will reveal himself. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about on the next point. Point two, Jesus glorified. Jesus glorified. This next point, I can only say that I want to give Jesus everything. I want to honor Jesus. Amen. Amen. I cannot convey the right words of what Jesus is about to do in this next point. Let me just read it real quick. Okay. This is verse 2. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Just then, okay, I'll stop right there. His clothes became white as light. Jesus transfigured himself. You know, when I first looked at this, I looked at this years ago, and I preached over this years ago. I was concerned about, the first thing I saw, okay, Jesus got power. Jesus got power. You know, that's obvious. Jesus has power, amen? If we just touch the hem of his garment, power, amen? Amen? Jesus has power, but what I see, what I really see now, and what I should have seen, is that Jesus is showing who he is. Amen. It's not all that concerned about the power. Amen. There is power. Amen. Jesus is showing who he is. Amen.
Amen.
See, Jesus is showing that the transfiguration demonstrates that Jesus is God. Amen. It demonstrates that Jesus is light, pure light coming out of his face. Amen. Pure light coming out of his face. Amen. Light coming through his clothes. Amen. Jesus transfigured himself in front of these three, in front of the three that he loved and knew that they loved him. Amen. Jesus was transfigured. The bright light. Amen. Jesus' face shone like the sun, and the whiteness of his garment revealed that Jesus is God. Amen. Jesus is light. All this power and everything emanating from Jesus. Jesus wanted to show them because just a few days prior, Jesus was explaining to them that he had to die. Amen. That he was going to die. And Peter was very upset. Amen. Peter rebuked Jesus. Jesus, you ain't die. You ain't going to die. And what did he say? Get behind me. Say, get behind me. So Jesus took him up on the mountain, and Jesus said, I'm going to show them who I am. Amen. Sometimes Jesus got to take you to the show me state. Amen. Sometimes he needs to show you who he is. You see, Jesus bears witness. The transfiguration proclaims Jesus' divine sonship and foreshadows his future glory when he, the Messiah, will bring forth a long-awaited kingdom of heaven. You see, Jesus revealed who he is. Amen? Then we had Moses, the next verse. We had Moses and Elijah. Let me just go over here to the next verse, verse 3. Just then there appeared before him Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Moses represents the law and those who died before Christ's incarnation. Elijah represents the prophets. And since he did not experience death, all those who are alive in Christ, their presence shows that the law and the prophets, the living and the dead, all bear witness to who? To Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ, let me tell you, Jesus Christ sewed it all up right then. You know, he had a needle and thread and he was sewing. He said, okay, this the door is shut on this. You know, the jello is jiggling on this, like Chick Hearn used to say. Amen. Jesus sewed it all up.
Yeah.
Jesus erased all doubt. Amen. If you were on that mountain that day and you saw Jesus transfigured, if you came back home and you didn't know who Jesus was, ain't no help for you. Ain't no help for you. Jesus erased all doubt on that mountain. Amen. He showed that Moses and Elijah, he showed that the Old Testament, he showed that everything that was talked about in Scripture, everything that the prophets wrote about in Scripture, they all wrote about Jesus. They all wrote about the coming of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything is subject to who? Jesus.
Amen.
Old Testament, New Testament, everything is subject to Jesus.
Amen.
There was Jesus there talking to Moses and Elijah. Amen. What else did the transfiguration show? The transfiguration showed to me, this is what it showed to me. This is just a personal point. Amen. Those of us who go through life wondering about, you know, is there life? Is there life after death? Is there life? What's going to happen? Is there life after death? We clearly see who? We see Moses and we see Elijah. Now, they've been gone for a long time at this point. Amen. They've been gone for a long time at this point. But at the will of who? Jesus. At the will of Jesus, they're right there. They're right there. They're right there. Amen. Is there life after death? Can you confidently tell somebody there's life after death?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can. Amen.
Yeah.
The transfiguration says that clearly. Amen.
Yeah.
There is life after death.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You give people hope. You give them confidence.
Yeah.
The transfiguration shows that clearly, that Jesus is in charge of everything. You want to experience life after death? You want to experience that? Then you know who you got to talk to. Amen. You got to talk to Jesus. Amen. You got to have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. You got to know Jesus. Amen. The transfiguration. Amen. Point number three I'm going to get to. Point number three is when God... Let me just read that. Amen. Point number three is God says, came into a cloud while Jesus was speaking with Moses and Elijah. While he was speaking, a bright light covered them. And this sums it all up. A bright light covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, a voice from the cloud said, a voice from the cloud said, this is my son. This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. Now here they were up on the mountain. They had just seen Jesus transfigured, okay? Then all of a sudden they see Moses and Elijah, okay? They see all this stuff. They are utterly baffled, amazed. Peter running around saying, can we build some tents, amen?
Yeah.
They are amazed. They don't. And then all of a sudden, they hear the voice of God the Father. Amen. They hear a booming voice of God the Father. This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. They fell on the ground. They fell prostrate on the ground. Amen. Jesus allowed them to witness this. Amen. Amen. Because of their relationship with him, Jesus allowed them to witness this. And then to make the top everything off comes the voice of God the Father. Jesus allowed them to witness this. Jesus allowed them to witness the Trinity. Father God, amen. The voice of the Father God, amen. Jesus the Son, amen, transfigured. The Spirit coming out of Jesus, amen, the Holy Spirit. Jesus allowed them to see God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, amen, because he knew that they had a future coming up. He knew that they were going to need this coming up, amen. He knew about their future, amen, the transfiguration. Amen, the transfiguration. I want to tell you, I've got a lot written down. Sometimes I write a lot of stuff down, but then, you know, I write it down and studying, and then when I stand here, amen, it just all comes out. Amen. You know, everything comes out. But I just want to let y'all know that I love Jesus. Amen. I love Jesus. Amen. When I walk out the house at night, you know, I live out there in Livingston. I live out there in Livingston, and I go outside at night. You know, I look up at the stars at night. I clearly see the stars. Stars are so beautiful. Me and my son, we go out there at night, and we just say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. We say, thank you, Jesus, because we know. He's 4 years old, and I'm giving him everything I can. We know that without Jesus, none of this would be here. Amen. I know that when I walk outside every day, everything that I see is because of Jesus. Yeah. Everything that I touch is because of Jesus. And I do not go 1 minute without thanking him. I don't go 1 second without thanking him. I realize that all day long, all throughout my day, I realize who Jesus is. I thank Jesus. And I realize that as Reverend Brown said, I thank him for every breath. Amen. So we need to thank him. What we need to do today, amen, as I close, we need to work on our relationship with Jesus. Amen. Jesus will allow us to experience highs and lows. Jesus will allow us to experience everything. But first, we need to work on that relationship. Amen. What's your relationship with Jesus this morning? What is your relationship? Our relationships could be better. We could be closer to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus revealed. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."